Welcome to The Connection, where humans and aliens converse, and where all the dots are connected. I'm Nancy of Zeta Talk, an emissary for aliens from Zeta Reticuli. They are here to warn of great cataclysms on Earth and advise how to survive this. The pending pole shift is not the end. Man will make his next leap forward to live a better time when aliens will live among us. The public can contact Nancy as a Zeta emissary via a web page run by a script that prevents attachments and limits the size of the text. All this to keep the email queue from becoming clogged with long personal stories or dissertations or monstrous attachments. On this page, titled Contact Nancy, I list 6 guidelines to be followed before asking a question of Nancy or before asking for answers from the Zetas. And I quote, "Due to the popularity of Zeta Talk, the widely known Zeta Talk mail queue is often clogged. This web-based mode of gathering mail is to allow a quick response to legitimate correspondence. Please note that Nancy is extremely busy. Please keep your correspondence brief and note the following. 1. Don't attach graphics or photos or long dissertations or your life history. They will not be reviewed. 2. Don't ask the Zetas, via Nancy, to respond to personal problems or questions. No personal counseling is done. 3. Coordination of survivor groups or introductions between interested parties is not done. 4. Questions posed to the Zetas are not generally answered unless of a broad interest or for a broad public audience. 5. Correlation or resolution of Zeta Talk with the work of other channels or authors is not done unless they predict and have a prediction accuracy track record, as otherwise they are not peers of Zeta Talk, which does so. 6. Please use the search engine to locate your subject within Zeta Talk before asking Nancy." End of the quote. These guidelines are designed to allow a busy Nancy to actually get through her email queue. Many people with the schedule I have simply do not answer email at all, unless staff answers the mail, but I personally answer all email received. Many people assume I have a staff, as their email shows. They preface their request by saying, "Will you or someone on your staff?" I've even had someone write to complain that a staff member had been rude to them when replying. Well, of course, the response was from me. But regardless of these posted guidelines, people press forward with their agendas, either because they're thinking only of their imperatives, or often because they're in a state of panic or desperation or confusion. Obviously, guideline number 1 is honored because the script prevents attachments or long dissertations. I get graphics and photos via the Contact Nancy route because folks ask if I'd like to see this or that. Arrangements are made. Guideline number 2 regarding personal counseling or questions regularly gets ignored. At the start of Zeta Talk, well, we did personal counseling. It was clearly addictive, those getting this service unable to stop asking for more and more attention. Was that black cat that crossed my path really a black cat? Does Tanya love me? We fell to that level. This activity soon began to crowd out general Zeta Talk, to be posted on the web and read by all. Thus, I and the Zetas drew the line in 1996 regarding personal counseling. Like true addicts, some people were begging for more even years later or trying to manipulate the Zeta response to their plight. So this was guideline number 2, right after trying to keep my email queue from bouncing email due to being clogged. I ask you, is the statement, "No personal counseling is done," clear enough? It is. This guideline gets regularly ignored, mostly because the list, which one must stare at before getting the web email form, is simply not read. Else the guideline is read, but the personal imperative prevails. Of course, there are rare occasions when the Zetas want to answer a personal question, but these are few and far between, and only to address an issue presented by a highly service-to-other individual. These issues are almost always of general interest to mankind in general, resulting in new Zeta talk for humanity. But most personal questions are not from that base, but are self-focused. What about me, is their insistence? I'm special, am I not? Here's some examples. Question. Would you care to comment on my personal encounters with ethereal beings during my lucid dream adventures? I had several experiences of being sucked into spacecraft, demanding that I needed their permission to fly around on the astral plane. I was subsequently told I was a loose cannon in the ethereal domains and grounded for experimenting with time travel during my lucid dream experiments. Although I see many more UFOs in real time these days, I really feel lost without my astral projection experiences. I find the knowledge I gained during these experiences important for the health, education, and welfare of both my personal being and eternal personality, not to mention my family. Something or someone is interfering with my personal self-study schoolhouse of corporal existence. ETs, spooks, or monsters from the ID? Just looking for answers. Answer. As it says on the Contact Nancy page, we don't answer personal questions. Sorry. End of the quote. Note that the Zetas have spoken to the issue of out-of-body experimentation, which the search engine provided to search the Zeta Talk website would have provided. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Out of Body, written July 1995. Once entities learn how to do this, they want to do this often. If they don't return voluntarily on their own, they are returned by their spirit guides, who watch over the incarnated entities like schoolyard monitors, ensuring that the incarnation proceeds by the rules. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. So the answer to this man's question was already in the body of Zeta Talk, that being that he would be discouraged by spirit guides from out-of-body experiences, considered skipping out of school. Here's another personal counseling request, this from a person who is likely a contactee and in touch with the coming changes. But due to my workload, I and the Zetas stuck to our guns regarding personal questions, as overload quickly takes over. Question. I met a few years ago a woman who did a reading for me. Before she touched my hand, she started to feel a force, saying, Oh my, I never felt something like this before. In that moment I had a feeling like I am lifted from my chair in a warm wind. She told me, They are so happy they found you again. They are all over you now. Then she told me I would be 75% not a human. She told me that I would be from a blue planet. Myself, personally, I have dreams that are coming true in time. I am seeing, feeling things before they are happening. Unfortunately, I am not seeing good things regarding our planet, like I heard you on the radio show last night. But my concern is, if I am really 75% not human, are they still with me? Why do they not contact me for a talk? I could see in three of my dreams aliens coming with their big ships. I saw myself in the ships in my last dream. Can you help with this, please? Who am I? Answer. Sorry, but I don't do personal counseling, as it says on my website where you wrote this to send it to me. No time, not since 1996. My workload is overwhelming, and I cannot keep up, as it is with universal messages not specific to a single person. But I can see you are a connected person, and suggest you should just trust your gut feelings. End of the quotes. Even though I could collect money by doing personal Zeta talk, this is something neither I or the Zetas are interested in. Not for sale is the answer. And from another email. Question. Dear Nancy, listened to you on Coast to Coast, and I felt a lot of energy listening to you, and I was wondering if you do readings. Answer. I don't have the time, sorry. I give my message for free to the whole world, which is the more important use of my time. End of the quote. Another common personal request, already answered in existing Zeta Talk, is for abilities such as Nancy has, telepathic contact. And I quote, question, having read about Edgar Cayce and similar people, I find myself very interested in the collective unconscious. I was just wondering if you could ask the Zetas, is there a way for anyone to acquire this gift, or is it only for the select few? Answer. In Being Human section, they discuss telepathy in the human population. In general, you either have it or not. Most don't. Holding your breath to increase CO2 and being utterly relaxed helps, from my personal experience. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Telepathy, written December 2002. In general, and to a high degree, telepathy is something your DNA supports. Be aware that only a small segment of humankind can utilize telepathy to any degree. A small percentage of the population has an occasional telepathic experience, rare, sometimes once in a lifetime. Of this small percentage, a smaller yet percentage, perhaps only 2% of the whole population, have any ability that they can muster at will, in that they share DNA, share brainwave hardware, so to speak. Family connections are the most common. Twins and family also share experiences, which also increases occurrences. Holding your breath to increase carbon dioxide levels helps, which is why the Hindus prefer mountaintops for meditation. Carbon dioxide suppresses interference, noise, from other body and brain functions, so the body and brain is in essence drugged. Likewise, learning to trust your senses if you think you are in contact, rather than reject them as silly thoughts, can help you make full use of what ability you have. Practice with some friends and compare what you have received with what they have sent or written down to gain confidence. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Many, many personal requests are to answer whether the writer is a contactee. Understandable, as contactees are often living a double life, aware at a gut level, but no confirmation at a conscious level. Rather than give this to the Zetas, as it's against the guidelines set by the Zetas for personal counseling, I will often make my own observations on this, as it often seems obvious. And I quote, question. Hello, Nancy. I'm from Indonesia. I experienced a dream about 10 years ago. I woke up because I sensed an entity was on my left side. My room lamp was switched off. All I could see was just yellowish-golden skin, a hominoid entity standing with reddish-glowing eyes, pointy ears and balls, no hair at all on his head. Why I say his is because I feel it's a male, not a female. I'm in shock when I see him, but suddenly my body begins floating. Then I began moving my body wildly because I was scared. What if I fall? Then the entity approached me and hit my stomach. I don't know what that meant, but suddenly I fell asleep again. Then I woke up in the morning. After that, I began to forget this event. But suddenly one day, about 4 or 5 years after the first event in bed, when I was at university at night, I saw a star-like light in the sky. It moved fast. Then suddenly the sky in front of it started to ripple like a calm pond where a little stone had been tossed. Then this light star plunged into the ripples and disappeared. Am I a contactee? Answer. There is no need for me to confirm that you're a contactee, as the truth of that is within you. Only you know if this is true or not. Well, at least there's no need to bother myself or the Zetas with our busy schedule. I also do not do personal counseling due to my time constraints. Much of what you relay does seem like contactee recall, however. End of the quote. I regularly get emails suggesting I find Jesus, and that I'm talking to demons by doing Zeta Talk. Here's an example, and I quote, I'm a Catholic and wanted to inform you, The Pope's name is Benedict, not Pope Ratzinger. Before Benedict was named Pope, the man's name was Joseph Ratzinger, however. And if he was everything you said he was, your site would have been taken down long ago. Not that anyone would mind, but he's above all that. You're not above slurring the Pope, however, and like Michael the Archangel, who you know nothing of, as you know nothing true of Jesus, you equate him with Mohammed. May God rebuke you. May God rebuke you, I say. I do not, and neither does Pope Benedict, but your words continue written on here, unabated like fire that will never be quenched. I pray the person inside you whom God created wakes up before it's too late. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, by the way. If the Zetas didn't say that, then they are demons. Answer. Go thump your Bible, as I'm not interested. Question. Aliens are demons. You're the puppet, bitch. Answer. How do you know? How do you know who Jesus really is? Written in a book by a few dozen men years ago? Question. You can believe wild tales of aliens and crap, but you cannot believe the truth. But that's how Jesus said it would be, by the way. By the way, Jesus also said he was the Son of God. You're a bitter, evil woman who seeks to spread poison and dares call it caring. May God rebuke you. My religion, God only tells me not to judge others. I believe he meant humans. He told us to test spirits, however, which to me is any being not completely a natural animal of good old planet Earth. I'm again honored to be any small part in the fight for your soul. As for your argument about why I believe a book written by a few dozen men, as you say, I can only say in retort that I would sooner believe a few dozen men than one lady. Channeling spirits will make you more influential, believe it or not. I realize how I am probably going to be fighting a war of words with you now, as you're not as innocent as I think you claim. But all things are made clear in time, as you've pointed out. Much already has been made clear. God cannot and does not lie. Truth is his sword, but demons have lied since the beginning of time. Answer. I'm sorry, there's absolutely no point in debating with a frothing, Bible-thumping idiot. End of the quote. Here's another approach. Same message, though. You're listening to demons. Question. And Uriel said to me, here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women, and their spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind and leading them astray into adorning demons as gods. Here shall they stand till the day of the great judgment, which they shall be judged, till they are made an end of it. Answer. There are liars among aliens, as there are liars among humans, but most are good. The Bible does not have all that good a track record either. And from another, once again, demons. Question. Your Zeta aliens have no idea what they're talking about. The theory that the Bible was edited has been thoroughly debunked. There is absolutely no manuscript or archaeological evidence supporting the theory of communal redaction. Scholars such as Sir Frederick G. Keaton of the British Museum have completely discredited your theory. Obviously, your Zeta aliens are not aware of this. It's also obvious that you're being duped by demonic forces, which always appear as messengers of light. Answer. Your opinion, not mine. There was a recent book out about this, pinpointing the parts that were edited, by whom, and in what era. The majority of the editing by the Catholic Church was done 1200 A.D. or centuries following. End of the quote. Confused about Zeta talk, those taught by organized religion to be suspicious of aliens are sure there can be no good behind the Zeta Talk website. If it's not demons, it must be some other nefarious agenda. And I quote, question, I feel you're a very troubled individual. You definitely were trying to mislead people about Jesus and the Bible. I hope that you pray to God for forgiveness and accept Christ as your one and only Savior. I found your ability to communicate with aliens comical and hilarious. I guess some people will do anything to make a buck. I will keep you in my prayers. Answer, I don't make money at this. I spend money and always have. You're dead wrong about everything. End of the quotes. Another category of email is opinions. Let me give you my opinion is the reason for the email. Here's what I think about what you said. I guess they assume I care about their opinion, which I do not. The Zeta Talk website states that Zeta Talk is the opinions of the Zetas. This is their forum, their concepts relayed to me, Nancy, for the public to digest and mull over or reject as they please. And I quote from the copyright page, "The opinions expressed are solely those of the Zeta Reticulans and are not necessarily the opinions of their emissary, Nancy, or any other party. Zeta Talk is a faithful report of the Zeta opinions, and anyone taking exception to these opinions should take it up with the Zetas. They can be reached by giving the call and are under the jurisdiction of the Council of Worlds." End of the quote. Here's an example of opinions, opinions, opinions. Starting with the hollow earth theory, which the Zetas have long ago stated is bogus, I tried with this correspondent to limit discussion, since I could see where this was going, but in the end had to get blunt. I do Zeta Talk, this is their stage, and I am frankly not interested in other opinions. And I quote, question, lots of ancient texts talk about Shambhala and the inner kingdom on earth. There was a place where, as the tradition says, stands the king of the world. There stands a power that wants to use mankind as a sheepyard. Some explorers from the 19th century have discovered a way to go to the inner kingdom. It's written in old travel books such as the Olaf Johnson Travels. You should take a look at this website, ourhollowearth.com. Here should be the main problem and danger for mankind, and the same for any extraterrestrial civilization. The inner world believes that the surface belongs to them and outside. They care for nothing and no one. In case of permanent and long-term ET presence on Earth, this power shall fight against them not to deliver souls or let the rest of the universe rule the Earth. They are under your feet and really dangerous. Answer. Interesting, but so far the Zetas have not mentioned any of this. Question. It's mainly possible that not any extraterrestrial visitors or ambassadors have mentioned this while studying planet Earth. It's really difficult to notice that it exists. Some explorers like Admiral Byrd have noticed these polar entrances to the underworld. Olaf Jensen was clear, there is a king of the world in the underworld, and considering the plan from the Zetas, it would be a real threat for them. Humankind has always been ignorant of this, and finally manipulated, so I prefer to describe clearly the source of the problem. Answer. There is no place that is inherently good or evil. It's the creature, their souls. I think your questions are answered in the orientation section. Earth at present is home to both good and evil spirits, but mostly our young spirits are undecided. Question. Orientation and global orientation on what in the world should be service to self is not a true and valuable preoccupation for the young spirits of mankind. Mankind's preoccupation is to survive, to live and build its own security and welfare. It's certainly sad to say, but it's almost like that. There should be another way. But mankind's way of thinking takes a long time to change. It's both too undecided and too fixed on routines of the past. Does mankind still have time to decide? Not really. Troubled times are coming soon. But still, imagine that all history lived then has to start again. Could mankind do better next time, or would it do the same? Does, in fact, it need a new kind of spirit? Answer. I'm sorry, but I have no time to process all this. You seem to be lecturing, and frankly, I do Zeta Talk and am not interested in other opinions. End of the quote. As Zeta Talk is clearly popular, I get a lot of email asking to have the Zeta Talk website linked to other sites, to promote other sites, in effect. The common approach to suggest that I'll link to you if you link to me is often used. However, Zeta Talk gets promoted regardless. There are so many detractors who would use almost any excuse to tear down the Zeta message. So regardless of the sincerity of the offer or of the value of other websites, I feel I must be ultra careful in this linking to other business. link to another website and it gets bought out and becomes a porn site, and there you go. Zeta Talk is promoting porn, that type of thing. There are some other sites linked to from my home page, but they're very few and almost without exception dedicated to survival solutions or are an extension of Zeta Talk, such as the link to the Planet X video. Here's an example of a linking request. Question. We have corresponded several times over the years regarding Zeta Talk. I've read Zeta Talk faithfully for years now, as it provides accurate insights and directions for our lives. In total accord with your need to get the word out about the coming pole shift and other Earth changes, could you kindly ask your guides if you could put a link anywhere on the Zeta Talk to our website? Answer. As you will note, there are very few links on my home page that are not related to Zeta Talk or the Troubled Times site, which are information already made available to the Internet. End of the quote. And from another, question, we have visited your wonderful website. It's very nicely done. Would you be interested in a link exchange? Check out our website. More and more search engines are interested in the number and quality of links pointing to your site. Answer. Sorry, but as a matter of policy, I don't do link exchange. This is no reflection on your site. This policy is to keep the Zeta Talk message crisp and clear and not confused. But thank you for the compliment of this request. End of the quote. And from another, this one ambitious for the stage that Zeta Talk has garnered. Question, is it possible to be a channel or contactee of Zeta Talk? Answer, it takes more than someone willing to do this. There are a lot of factors, like rock-solid integrity and not giving in to intimidation, for starters. End of the quote. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Why Nancy, written July 1997. Nancy is unique as to her telepathic communications, though many others, seeing the success of Zeta Talk, have asked for this. It is not so much her body or her IQ or her age or location that determines our decision to accept Nancy's offer. She has other qualities, missing in others, and in abundance in Nancy. Courage, the ability to stand up to service the self methods, absolutely, and a track record in this regard that allowed us to trust her with this mission. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Much of my email responses are what I would call traffic management, directing folks to where they can find information. Zeta Talk addresses a vast range of subjects, and though I try to categorize it so the Zeta answers on a particular subject could be all grouped together, just where that subject is addressed within the body of Zeta Talk is not always clear. For instance, reincarnation of the soul is in the density section. Traffic management is often done for a newcomer, someone who might be desperate to learn as much as possible in a short period of time. Here's a good example of an email exchange directing traffic, and I quote, Question, I've been researching various pole shift sites for nearly a year, and since coming upon the Troubled Times sections, I'm amazed at the detail and common sense your support group offers. I find myself more intensely focused at gathering as much preparatory info as possible, and naturally have questions I hope you can offer help with. First, most sites recommend evacuating populated areas and setting up shelters or groups in wilderness areas. Why wouldn't remaining in a city or town make more sense, considering all infrastructure would already be in place, such as homes and buildings and storage facilities? Also, food and water systems, grids, vehicles and machinery would be available, along with much-needed tools, power supplies, and medical treatment and facilities. You also mentioned the importance of barter while making the transition through and after the shift, so I would assume that money, gold, and commodities would temporarily be useless. But what about when we eventually adapt and rebuild back into a normal functioning society? After, say, a few months or a couple of years, should we not still hang on to things like stocks and bonds, savings accounts and real estate and business investments, So they will be there waiting when everyone who remains alive returns to a normal life? Your comments and advice would be greatly appreciated, as these questions do play a big part in overall preparations now and in the distant future. After all, eventually the world does get back to normal again, even in a nuclear war or any global disaster, and if everyone only planned for survival, the short-term effects of this shift, and not the recovery part when life again resumes, then we would all return to nothing. Answer. Thanks for your compliments on the Troubled Times site. The basis of the discussions there are that a severe pole shift will happen, bringing down the grid and breaking water and gas mains, setting all petrol fuel refineries and storage on fire, ripping up roads and landing pads and tossing planes and cars about, and making the broken link rule prevail. Mankind would not get back to where it was for a couple hundred years, and because we are in a transformation, will die out to become the high-tech hybrids instead. Of course, paper money or stocks will be worthless during this whole time. Cities will crumble, be broken, and unable to provide food as crops or herds. Death traps if near industrial parks, too. Cesspools of pollution from broken tanks. Question. It was good to receive your reply in a timely fashion, and we appreciate the caring interest in all the inquiries you must receive. I'm beginning to see the scientific logic regarding the potential effects that a geophysical shift would have on the Earth's crust, and I hope you can supply a couple of more answers to this new and somewhat confusing topic. After the shift is complete and the Earth and the weather start to stabilize, where does mankind and the world go from there? What connection does this shift in the global events, such as earthquakes and the volcanic activity that it will cause, have with biblical prophecy? After all, Revelation and other prophets in God's Word clearly state such a major event is to take place in the end times. Since God is the creator of all life, human and in other worlds, the Bible seems to indicate a divine plan for the world after these tribulations and disasters take place, as per the book of Revelation. It appears to go on to mention that a new heaven and new earth being set up after God's kingdom arrives, with mankind becoming newly transformed creatures, no longer having the cycle of birth and death, but back to the original immortality we had in the garden. I hope you can offer comment. Answer. Yes, the Bible talks about the coming times, what the Zetas call the aftertime, for only the good-hearted will live on earth. This is what Jesus was alluding to when he said he would return, not he per se, but people like him, good-hearted, practicing the golden rule, and that the meek will inherit the earth. These issues are addressed within Zeta Talk in the transformation section, topics like the harvest. The turnover to being a home for the good-hearted will take about 100 years until all those who are self-focused or undecided die and are taken away to reincarnate elsewhere. Question. Thanks again for the info regarding our transformation in the aftertime. My wife has accepted my intense quest for information and knowledge on the pole shift subject for a few months now, and finds me more focused this last month. Preparing and educating ourselves for the aftertime will be a concerted and timely effort, but won't be difficult as survivors. Our main concern is the timing of when the shift in earth changes will actually happen. We noticed on the Troubled Times site that there will be activity the hour of the shift, but in order to allow for some time to gather family and supplies and evacuate the city, will there be any accurate signs or changes even a few days before to watch for? Answer. Plenty of signs. Here's what will happen the last 3 weeks or so. The earth gets into an extreme wobble, finally leaning to the left and then rolling into 3 days of darkness and then almost standing on her head while the sun seems to rise from the west for 6 days. Then we roll upright again, and now Planet X is like a writhing dragon in the sky. Now slowing rotation begins, rapidly within a few days, to a stop, for 5.9 days. Then the hour of the shift. So the signs to move to safety are the extreme wobble and a distinct lean to the left, as at that time there won't be the panic in the streets that can make travel impossible. I would recommend getting a planetarium program like SkyMap, inexpensive, and learning where your sun and moon should be. When things start to change radically, you will be aware early by this. Bear in mind that we are already in a wobble, as documented in the orbit section of Zeta Talk. So this should be considered normal for the Earth at this time, not the extreme wobble I'm talking about, not the extreme lean to the left, but the wobble documented in the orbit section. The wobble we have at present is a figure 8 for the North Pole, and depending upon where you are located, the sunrise and sunset will be off, as noted in the documentation there. End of the quote. This email is clearly from a person new to the whole subject of the coming pole shift, and overwhelmed by the massive amount of material on the Zeta Talk website, which is some 1,500 pages or so, and which include the Trouble Times material, some 100 topics strong. Traffic management questions are often from those very new to the material, feeling that time is short and they desperately need a bit of direction. Where the answers to this man's questions are within the body of Zeta Talk, there is not a single word that he could type into the search engine to bring up a definitive answer. He probably didn't even know the word, even if there was a word he could have typed in. He needed an overview. Here's another example of traffic management. Question. Dear Nancy, I will keep this short. I really need help. I've tried everything else. I'm a follower of crop circles and know there is life outside the planet. I know they're up there. I'm pretty sure they know of me. I go walking a lot. I talk to whoever is up there. Would you mention my name to them? I decided that if I believe they're there, no harm in asking. I'm sure they know what I need. I will trust them to help me. If I could do it myself, I would. Thank you so much for your time. Does anyone else ever ask you to do this kind of thing? Answer. Please read the call section of Zeta Talk. You don't need to get me involved. This is between you and they. Then read the visitation section to understand if you've been contacted or not, etc. End of the quote. Yes, others ask this kind of thing regularly. Here again, this is an email from someone in a hurry who has not taken the time to look around the Zeta Talk website or simply could not figure out where the pertinent answers lay. Although the phrase on the home page pointing to this information is a sure clue, I would think. How inadvertently giving the call to aliens can put you in touch with one group or the other. Here's another example of traffic management, and I quote, question. I was listening to some earlier Coast to Coast AM programs, and I heard a story called Laura's Eyes. In the story, they stated that the alien-human hybrid program was being done by Zetas. Is this true? Answer. Yes, read the hybrid section of Zeta Talk. End of the quote. Here again, the answer could be gleaned from the homepage of Zeta Talk, which says the true nature and reason for the hybrids being developed by the Zetas to merge the best from both Zetas and humans. Here's another example, one which the search engine would have located. Question. I want to know if the Bible code is real. This question is for the Zetas. Answer. Utterly false. The Zeta Talk statement on that was, Jesus repeated a very simple message, like the golden rule, repeatedly. He would not have done something like this hokey code. End of the quote. And another, not ever addressed specifically by the Zetas, so no luck with the search engine on this one. Question. Would the Zetas care to comment on the latest rage about the universe being electric? That the Big Bang Theory is wrong? That the sun is not nuclear? This is much discussed in various articles on the Rent site. Some of their arguments seem plausible. Answer. It's all man's theories. The Zetas long ago, from the start of Zeta Talk, said nuclear was not the process going on in the sun. Big Bang is a process, happens periodically to this or that part of the universe for renewal. Electric universe? Of course, electricity is a particle flow everywhere. Not sure what the theory is and have no time to delve into it. I checked the science section of Zeta Talk for your answers. End of the quote. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Suns, written July 1995. Humans make assumptions about the composition of suns, assuming light elements such as helium, and about the burning process, assuming fusion with radioactive byproducts. They are incorrect on both counts. Humans assume the burning process to be radioactive because their only experience with intense production of heat and light also produces intense radioactivity. Should this be the case, would not life on Earth be suffering from radiation poisoning? End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Guideline number 5 stated correlation or resolution of Zeta Talk with the work of other channels or authors is not done unless they predict and have a prediction accuracy track record, as otherwise they are not a peer of Zeta Talk, which does so. This is another guideline that is regularly broken. Here is an example. Question. Regarding Luciferian and remote viewing, what is this fellow's deal? Is Lucifer one or the involved race that started us humans off? Do the Zetas work with this group, or is this guy Donahue, the channel, being lied to? Answer. As the end times loom closer, we will hear from more and more supposed channels. The Zetas warned about this in 1995 at the start. Anticipating this deluge, they said at the start of 2002 that they would not comment about someone's prophecies unless this person had a prediction history accuracy. So, what is this person's track record? Zip? I thought so. So why should you read or consider his words? Question. Well, he has his own show via the internet. He's been on Coast to Coast, but they don't seem to like him too much because of his Luciferian ideals, which has nothing to do with Satan or Satanism, the devil, etc. He's been on In Search Of and various other shows around the world, demonstrating his remote viewing abilities. As I've listened to his radio show, I have found he's accurate in what he mentions that has passed. You can listen to the archives if you'd like, but there's a bunch of stuff he says I cannot quite say about, but would like the Zeta Talk perspective. According to Donahue, the channel, there's a group that started off us humans, and this lead being, whose name is actually a song according to him, would like us to think of it as Lucifer, because Lucifer used to be the name of Venus. This lead being wants us to realize Venus is the model we're heading for ecologically, climate-wise, according to Donahue. The only catch that I can find is that Donahue isn't saying anything at all about seismological activity. He mentions Planet X as a nothing or a void, but his remote viewing data shows it as a big rock in space from his website. While there's no link to this, you have to kind of dig around. Why would he publicly say it's a nothing, but his data shows otherwise? He does mention he omits or modifies information for whatever reason on his show. Is he part of a New World Order mechanism? Is he communicating with service-to-self beings? What's this character's agenda? Answer. In the past does not count. It's what one can do forward that counts. So it's his statement only that he is accurate. End of the quote. Here's another example, this one, an easy answer. Question, have you ever heard of Valiant Thor? He's supposed to be a human-looking being from planet Venus who has lived at the Pentagon and aided some of our past presidents. There's a book out about him written by Frank Strangers. There are also pictures of him. Is he really from Venus? Answer, there is no life on Venus at present, so this is obviously a lie. And here's another. Nancy, I recently read and listened to information about the scientist from the Netherlands, Jacko, who for the last 5 years has studied the Planet X stuff. Based on his research that includes mathematics, quantum physics, etc., he is convinced that Planet X will arrive by 2013. He also says that from 25 until 2013, the Earth change stuff will intensify and the pole shift will be the climax, where billions will perish and man will start a new cycle of life. This really makes perfect sense. The parts that perplex me are the pictures that show Planet X and its moons. If they're real, how can they be visible for so many years in our solar system before the climax of 2012 to 13? Is this possible, or is the 2013 date not realistic? Answer. Does this guy have an accuracy track record on predictions? No. So much for his word. End of the quote. And from another, I have read your site for a few years now, up until reading other information of interest. I've believed everything you have channeled to be based on truth. I would assume you have researched other opinions toward the future ascension of humanity and as to how it will occur. If you haven't read much on these subjects I'm about to speak of, I hope you choose to. It may bring some other insights. Answer. The Zeta Talk website is not based on research. It's just information given by the Zetas. So no, I have not researched others' opinions. End of the quote. People post on message boards that I'm not service to other in my email responses. In fact, they interpret my defending myself from attacks which they deliver to me from the start as being not service to other. My comment, service to other, is not a rub. Yoda in Star Wars was highly service to other, but he didn't take it laying down. The following email is a case in point. Here, quite unreasonable demands are being made in a tone suggesting that my purpose in life is to make the life of this particular reader easy, or that the reader has no responsibility to consider what my life as a Zeta emissary might be like, or the many other readers needing to be served. In short, this email is making demands. And I quote, question, why do you not update Zeta Talk? Much of the material seems so out of date. I think it would be good if you would add regular updates. You do say here and there that everything still goes, but most of the material there is dated 2003 and before, and I think people want more recent info nonetheless. And this is neither here nor there, but I wonder why you don't proofread your copy. I've never seen so many typos and mistakes on any website. It's too easy to suspect you of fraud. You indicate repeatedly that you're inundated by attacks from debunkers. The large number of grammatical and spelling mistakes can create an impression that you aren't credible. I recommend fixing them, and whenever you publish anything, go back and proofread carefully before you go live. This is just a friendly tip. Answer. This link is all the new Zeta Talk since 2003, and the other link the latest new Zeta Talk. And all of this has been integrated into the Zeta Talk linking pages such as Awakening and Worlds or whatever. Please research before you write such an email, and don't be lazy. And two websites are given, the one to the new Zeta Talk and the one to the list of all the Zeta Talks since 2003. Question. Lazy? I've taken much time to read as much of your stuff as I can. I think the disorganized and confused tangle of materials you have out there indicates that you are fairly lazy yourself. It's a sloppy, messy maze, filled with unverifiable information and links that go nowhere at every turn. Answer. Odd that you'd even be interested in reading it then, or mailing me. Please go elsewhere if you're unhappy with this free service. Question. Thanks for the links you did send. In all my rambling around your maze, I've never found these. There is no link to them from your homepage at Zeta Talk. I've explored all the links on that homepage there. This is why I wrote to you, Nancy. I have problems both with the organization of your website and with the content. There are two separate issues. Apparently, you can't distinguish between the two anymore because you have been attacked repeatedly, and you very obviously have challenge fatigue. But new readers are not required to believe you, unquestionably. Every new reader that comes along and discovers this, if they have any intelligence, is going to have questions. And if it's that important to you to get the message out, I would think that you would be more open to hearing criticisms from us. Be aware that when you slap down someone who's genuinely interested in the information, like you've done to me, it exacerbates suspicions that you are a fraud. Don't dig your heels in. Try harder to help clarify the frightening stuff you're peddling. You seem to be in the business of scaring people to death. The claims you make are far scarier than anything the Bush people have dreamed of. It is not incorrect to say that much of the material on your site is unverifiable. I challenge you to make it more verifiable and to make your site more understandable and easier to navigate. Don't put your energy on slapping me down for correctly observing that it's a mess. Answer. There's no link to the new Zeta Talk page from my home page. It's in the menu list on the upper left-hand side. It's the link titled New Zeta Talk, and what could be clearer? And the second link I gave you, the list of all new Zeta Talks since 2003, is from that page, identified as such. I doubt you looked around the site as you claim. Please take your nasty demands elsewhere. End of the quote. The Zeta Talk website is entirely free, no newsletter for sale or fee required for access, and is produced by a single woman, myself, no staff to assist, and serves the world so the vast amount of material is organized with that in mind. Complaints that the website could be more fancy, whiz-bang, do not take into mind that primitive computers, that many are forced to use in countries such as Mexico, could not bring in the web page if this were the case. Nor do complaints about the organization take into consideration that ZetaTalk covers hundreds of different subjects in its 1,500 pages, so that the 14 categories of super topics in ZetaTalk are designed to help the reader drill down to find the area they are interested in with only 3 moves. From the super topics such as pole shift, to the topics such as melting ice caps, to the ZetaTalk itself. Changing the organization at this late date would also require some 21 different language translations to be changed likewise. An immense amount of work for this old retired woman, to say nothing of the impact on volunteer translators. And finally, the complaints about the website and the ability to navigate the website are almost always from someone looking for a handheld tour, wanting immediate answers to their particular subject, and to heck with the rest of the world. Like, where is the new ZetaTalk? And don't expect me to notice a line on the menu item at left titled, New ZetaTalk. Nancy, in short, is there to serve their needs, and better be quick about it, too. Sometimes the gist of an email is the need for moral clarification, counseling, pointing in the right direction. In today's world, where priests sodomize choir boys and the war in Iraq for oil is declared to be liberating the Iraqi people, it's hard to sort out. Here's an example of looking for moorings. Question. I'm at a crossroads in my life. Is there anything I can do specifically to promote heaven on earth in my daily interactions with others? Thank you for having the courage to stand up for what you believe in. Answer. Practice the golden rule in general is a good guide. There's so much pain all around us, so much needing to be done. Just roll up your sleeves and get going. End of the quote. And another also asking how to be service to others. Question. How can we be of more assistance in the immediate future as ascending sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father? Peace be unto you. Answer. Lord, there's so much out there in the world begging to be helped. Just look down the street where you live and you'll find it. No need to ask me. Roll up your sleeves and take action. End of the quote.
Hello, I'm Roger, president of Troubled Times Incorporated. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping mankind survive during troubled times when self-sufficiency may be the only answer. Our organization offers a twin set CD of survival information at cost to the public. The CDs are in hypertext and PDF format, 2 popular browser formats, and contain all the information collected by the Matthew Troubled Times website. The CDs allow you to browse this information offline at your leisure. The cost of the twin pair is $4.10, and this includes postage. You can also get the survival booklet, a hip-sized booklet of the Gist of the Troubled Times advice, for just $5, including postage. We offer a popular combo package for $7.50 that includes both the CDs and the booklet with the lower postage expense reflected in that price. Send for your copies today to start making practical plans for your and your family's survival. Just click on the $4.10 CD link at www.zetatalk.com and your copy will be on its way.
That concludes our broadcast. Thank you for being with us. Remember to carry love in your heart. It's the commodity of the future. As the Zetas say, love may have a blooming going into the shift, as it ought. Those with great love in their hearts responding to the realization that little else matters.